their bodies. If Jesus has set you free, don't let anybody else put you in bondage. Because the Lord is that Spirit.
You. I'm so glad to be here. pray to God, like, going through the roof. I've been to Georgia 8 times this year. They said, man, you like to travel? I said, no, I'm not going to travel. Matter of fact, when I get in that car every morning, I'm like, Lord, after about an hour, I'm like, when are we going to get? I'm like, kids, are we there yet? Amen. But we got 16 left. But we just thank God. We thank God how he blessed you all last Sunday.
Amen.
He took me, called me on the way. So many people called me on the way off. So we had good. I don't have to worry about coming back. Right? He blessed so well. I've been trying to move that man, and we can get all our ducks in order. Did I do it? But we thank God for how he blessed El Caraway, the Word Exchange, all that.
So if we allow the Lord to increase, and we
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
One of our, on our welcome slide, part of our welcome slide says, expect a miracle. I don't know what anyone may be experiencing today, but expect a miracle. Amen. We don't come to church. We don't come to church just to look churchy and sound churchy. But when we come to church, we come with an expectation that the Lord is going to meet a need. And Jesus explained it this way. He said, if you hunger and I'm expecting something. Oh, thank you. I wonder today, is anybody expecting something? How about, is anybody expecting God to fix something that's unfixable? I wonder if anybody's expecting a miracle. But Jesus said, if you're hungry and thirst after not money, houses, and this land, he said, you shall be filled. Now, I want to get to the word, but you know, as Sister Yip giving a testimony about her son and them testing the amniotic fluid, right? Mm-hmm. When they test the amniotic fluid, the amniotic fluid says the child is not going to be normal. The child is going to have this. But they forgot to talk to the chief physician.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, I just thought it was hard again. This is Jesus.
Jesus said, the damsel is not dead, but she is.
That's
the thing. I'm just saying, sometimes God has to isolate you for you to get your healing. God has to isolate you for you to get your blessing. God has to isolate you for you to get your deliverance. So the scripture said, Jesus said that, and everybody in the house began to laugh him to scorn. The Lord said, He had to tell the Lord, show the Lord, I believe in you.
Yes.
because he already knew he was going to bring it back to life, because the sickness was not until death. Well, why did the Lord weep? Because when he said, remove the stone. Well,
Right, because the Bible says, whereby two impossible things So finally, Jesus shows up on the scene. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Said, we did everything that you do, but we could not cast him out. That demon wouldn't let go. We couldn't cast him out. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Wait a minute. These are Jesus' disciples. And they had unbelief. Right. Well, we know he had unbelief because in the 16th chapter, before he could finally leave, he came and upbraided them for their unbelief. Wait a minute. After all of them sin, you still don't believe. Well, God might have did it for this. Listen, your unbelief is holding back your miracle. Your unbelief is holding back your miracle. Listen, I'm just so broken in my heart. Listen, God knows what you're going through. You can't have unbelief. Listen, if everything seems like it's against you, then God's for me. And the scripture says, if God be for me, who then can be against you? Stop the unbelief. Well, I believe in church, but when I get out of church, all of this stuff happened. Look at somebody and tell me, nothing but a test. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily, you know what verily means? Truly. No doubt. You don't have to question. Verily is truth. How do you believe the word of God is truth?
Make your enemies be at
peace. If God will let your enemies be at peace, you mean your asshole, you don't have no control?
But you have to do the things that are pleasing to God. You have to do
something. You know, the devil in heaven for so many lame excuses.
He said, I believe.
How many of us believe? Thank you. Well, I always believe. Show me. Get that way on. The devil also believes.
The devils believe that they, but they can't get a blessing.
Right?
So it takes more than just believing. You have to do something. Because faith without
works
is dead. So when I'm tired of it, you can't get tired of it. Because the scripture says God will never transform us and be able to
fail.
But he will.
You'll give your child the best.
That's